You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI, Building and Mechanical Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am fabulous. Today, our guest is Todd May with Smithville Fiber.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
We're all lucky I said that correctly. I would have got the Smithville part right, but I feel like you guys going through some name changes all the time.
Always.
We do.
Hopefully, but I like it because it's diversifying. It is.
And it really pushes forward what we're about now. Mm-hmm. You know, we started a Smithville Telephone, and that's what we were 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And
when you were actually in Smithville, Indiana.
That's the truth. Yeah. And
only in Smithville, Indiana.
And now, you know, with technology and the way it's moving, everything is fiber optics. Mm-hmm. And so we're still the company that's located in Ellettsville. Mm-hmm. We're still the customer service reps that you may see every day that you're calling into and talking to. But fiber is where we are and really the future of technology for communications and where we're headed and what we're doing.
Well, and I love that you're local. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I am a customer. I live on the south side of Bloomington, close to Smithville, actually. And we were one of the first neighborhoods to get the fiber optics.
Great.
And I got the triple play package. Excellent. Or whatever you call it.
Well done.
The phone and the internet and the TV. And I gotta tell a little story about Smithville. This is my testimonial to you. You're going to want to save this.
Okay, good.
Put it on your website. A couple months back, we were having some issues with our TV, and I thought, oh, Smithville did some updating or something. We were having some, like, on the screen, this thing kept popping up on our TV screen. And I was like, what is that? And I thought, oh. While we were gone over the weekend, they must have done some updates. Mm-hmm. First of all, I questioned my husband. Jeff, what have you done to the TV?
Of course. It's always his fault.
Exactly. He said, I don't know, drop the remote. So anyways, call Smithville tech support. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, no, we haven't done any updates. Here, let me just see what I can help you with. She Googles it. It seems that you've got a demo mode on your TV. You're going to need to go to settings. I'm like, so this has nothing to do with Smithville. No. But you helped me.
Of course she did.
Good.
That is customer service.
Yes. Great. Well, and thank you for sharing the story. And you know, it's something that we hear a lot, and it's something that we really is our mantra, is we try to take care of the people that are our customers, and most of the time, we don't even really refer to them as customers, they're our partners, because it's so important to our ownership, it's important to all of the employees that we are local. We, of course, have branched out. We're doing some things in other towns and cities like in Jasper and Danville and
French Lick
and in other areas. But, you know, we have people who are located in those areas that are working in those areas. And it's really important to us and to hear those stories. Mm-hmm. And it's really something that is interesting because I hear a lot of them. And when we're at trade shows or we're at the fairs or the festivals or local events, whatever the case may be, we hear them a lot. And I know one of the things that we also hear is, when are you coming to our neighborhood? When are you coming to our area?
Yes.
We hear it a lot. And honestly, that's the hardest question for us to answer, because oftentimes it's somebody who lives way out or somebody, and we really are moving as quickly as we can. Fiber is an expensive proposition.
Oh, sure.
And it's something that that we really take seriously, because we want to be able to do it and do it the right way.
Right.
We could do some things that where we just slap it in and lay it on the ground and go, but that's not what we do. So thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
That's good. I used to be a Smithville customer, but I moved to some place where it's not offered.
Well, you shouldn't have moved.
I know.
He's been looking to sell his house.
Yes. No. He's trying to sell it, sold it. had to give up Smithville.
So tell us a little bit. Now, there have been a couple of different changes in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. You've opened up a Smith. Well, you've always had kind of a – your headquarters has always had not a store, but a storefront.
Yeah, we've done some retail things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we had a storefront. The Smithville store was in Ellisville, and we mm-hmm. ended up actually moving it and rebranding it. It's mm-hmm. now the technology powered by Smithville. Mm-hmm. It's down, if you know where the Southside Kroger mm-hmm. is, yep. down on
the one I grocery shop at?
That's it.
On South
and I don't yep. know that I've seen you in the store very often. No, it is. It's just two doors down from the Kroger on the south side. And the reason why we moved it to the south side is that is an area of great growth for mm-hmm. for not only for Smithville, but for Bloomington.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And really what we try to do and what we're moving is instead of going to the big box stores and mm-hmm. looking for the TV or the cell phone or whatever the case may be, come to the technology powered by mm-hmm. Smithville, because it really is kind of a smaller version of the big box stores. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, obviously, the Christmas specials and that sort of thing. We do provide cellular. You can actually also get our security product mm-hmm. through there. And then if somebody wants to inquire about business services, too, they can take the information there and send it on to the business sales side as well. So it's really a nice area for us. The traffic in the area, mm-hmm. the foot traffic is much better than what we were before. Mm-hmm. And it's just an opportunity for us to serve another customer base and, right. and partner base down on the south side.
Yeah, it's a great store. I've actually been in it, mm-hmm. and I think you guys have been down there for about a year now, at least.
Just over a year. Yeah. Matter yeah. of fact, we just had our 1 year anniversary event, and which was great. And it's been a really nice addition to what we do, and it also helps. You're talking about the customer service. It gives a face where people who sometimes mm-hmm. want to be able to come in and have a face-to-face conversation, yeah. They can come into the store and have those conversations with the staff down there mm-hmm. and get problems resolved, hopefully, mm-hmm. and move on.
Well, and here's another plug. I'm not paid for this, and I'm just going to say my remote went out, and I called tech, and they said, I think your remote's out after they did some checking with me and pinging and all that stuff they do. And just go to the Smithville store, ma'am, and we'll give you a new remote. And I walked in there and handed it to them, and they asked me my address and walked out with a brand new one. Yep.
It is. And that's, again, that's something that we try to do mm-hmm. is just to make sure that we give you a resolution that mm-hmm. is that's easy, because that's, I mean, we're all cramped for time. Everybody is cramped for time.
Same with when my data line went out. My data line tweaked or got pinched or something. I seem to be
what
the
are you
problem
all doing
child.
Down there?
Really? I seem to be the problem Gosh. Child, but I'm. It worked. They fixed it. I love it. So I want to. You have on your shirt. I want to talk about this.
I saw that. Yeah.
On your shirt, it says Smithville Fiber. He's got a lovely white Oxford shirt on with their logo on it. But it says the Giga City Company.
Right.
What is that?
So the Giga City is really a push for what we're doing on the residential side, both in Jasper and Danville, and mm-hmm. also we've started in a neighborhood, the Blue Ridge neighborhood, on the north side
yes.
of Bloomington. And really what the Giga City is technology to be able to deliver high-speed internet. It's faster than anybody mm-hmm. Can offer.
Yep.
And the thing that we talk about is it's also synchronous, which means you're getting a gig of data upload speed, as well as a gig of data download speed. Mm. We utilize a piece of equipment from that's called a Giga Center. And so we actually branded Giga City, Giga Town. And it is something that we really sets us apart from what our competition does mm-hmm. is the speed with which we can deliver bandwidth. And to give you an idea for what the speed means is the typical household, if they go onto Netflix, they download a movie, it takes, 10, 15 minutes, and
right.
it's sitting there downloading. With a Giga City, it's less than, or a Giga Center and gigabit speed, it's less than a minute, and you have a full movie download.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Todd May from Smithville Fiber.